we should continue because the next point is really important. Because you're talking about, you know, intense sadhana, remembering the Lord, doing your duty with maximum efficiency, but renouncing. And especially here, forgive me for being more specific, but it's the point that I'm trying to elaborate on, not the in any way criticism. But some people who take to this very highest path, they might call jnana yoga, without the preparation, without finding that sweetness of Bhagavan, without finding the confidence in Arunachala, they end up being somewhat morose and they walk around kind of depressed. And so the next point points to that, where you say, keep yourself happy in all circumstances. A spiritual sadhak should always have a carefree and smiling countenance.
Yes, this is because he has surrendered himself to the Lord. When once you are given an irrevocable power of attorney to your cousin, now you cannot interfere and tell him daily, you please sell this house to that man and you please do this repairs to this house. Nothing. He will do as he likes. You have got no business to interfere. Now you can be happy. Whatever happens, you need not have any worries. You had the confidence. You had the faith. So you have to hand it over. Prove it by not worrying about it and be happy. Be happy. When the money is catching hold of your finger and taking you to the traffic, why should you worry about the traffic? She will make you escape from all the traffic. She will pull you this way, that way. So you can be enjoying as a picnic, seeing everything. So that's what happens there.
Yes.
So you do enjoy it.
I've often said, that's one of the most absolute proofs that the Divine Mother exists, because the traffic in India is horrific and you hardly see accidents. So she obviously is doing everything.
Exactly.
It's amazing. But Swamiji, what's interesting is the fact that, in fact, in this vein, we were speaking yesterday when you and I were in Kamarpakur in Sri Ramakrishna's own birthplace north of Belur Mutt. And we went to the cremation ground and there was a pond there. And we were sitting there and you were just saying this, look at what's happening. And the Bengali ladies who were the fish gatherers with pots affixed to their head, they were wading through the pond, extending the net, and the fish were slowly being, you know, toward being caught. And you said, just watch. And so she said, this is the action of the Divine Mother. That yes, she's created the net of Maya. She's created the net of circumstance.
She created the fish.
Yeah, but also we being the fish, she's fully with the fish also. But the fish are now becoming fearful because they're about to be caught in the Maya. And then, so Mother is creating difficulties, actually ensnaring us, and then all of a sudden, one fish leaped out and seemingly said, you know, hurrah, you know, and wiggled in the sunlight and jumped over the net. And you said, yes, at one soul who escapes the mother's snare, she's the first one to applaud and be happy.
She claps her hand in glee.
Wonderful. Yes. And so, the next point is, since all is done by the mother, and even the hardship that comes to us is coming from her, we should, as you have said, never think of the future. It is sheer futile imagination, and it is all in the hands of the cosmic director, the Divine Mother. The past is already gone. Never think of it. Remain happy in the ever-present. And the present, if the present is full of suffering, remember it will be very soon a past incident, as present cannot remain.
See, there is no present at all. There is only past and future. You cannot catch the present. Before you say he is going, he is gone. It has become a past tense. So present you can never catch. So we are only concerned with the past and the future. Atita ananusandhanam, bhavishyada vicharanam, audasinam apibhuktam, jivan mukta selection. When you become a jivan mukta, you can become a jivan mukta only by forgetting the past. I have seen people 85, 87 years old, who had served in the Central Secretariat as Deputy Secretaries, recounting me for the 20th time how the Westerdeckers, the ICS officers, had told them, I have written what I know. If you want, you correct it. I am not going to recorrect it. And came back. And after 27 years of your retirement, you cannot think of God. You only think of how big you are, how you are able to stand against the ICS officers. Sheer waste of time. So this is what always happens. So as such, the past is past. You cannot undo a single thing. Why should you bother about them? So it's not going to be any help at all. Forget it. If that ICS officers, you instantly before 20 people, what is now? That man is dead and gone, you are about to die. So how is it going to help you? So forget thoroughly the past. Then bhavishyada vicharanam. Never think of the future. Whatever you think of the future, it can only be the extension of the past and the present. You do not know what is going to come. The next minute, something which you can never expect may happen. That could be an earthquake. There's a book called The Lost Place of Pompeii. Each one was doing his work. And then there's a case going on in the court of law. Suddenly the entire city came under the lava which erupted from some of these biggest. The entire city went to ruins. There was not a single chap left. Then what happened to their respective jobs at that time? So nobody knows what is going to happen the next minute. So as such, live of both and simply think of the Lord. He only is there. He is ever present. He is neither in the past. He was in the past. He was in the future. More so, ever present, he is always present. So be with him and think of him, then you become an immortal. There is never a past, there is never a present, there is never an old age, there is never a mortality. Ever the young, immortal lad you become. Remind it.
Yes. So leading to that next point, which is toward the end, we should have patience and faith in the Divine Mother. As if it does not matter if we succeed or not.
The first item, I tell you, whenever you start on this journey, the spiritual journey of seeking the Divine Mother's presence, feeling her presence, I said faith and love, faith and love, faith and love. Where you have got a love, you will have sheer faith. I love somebody, whatever anybody says, no, I won't believe. I won't believe. No, no. You love her so much. You love that person so much. So, first is love and second is faith. What happens is, many people, as you rightly said, in certain other paths, if they have to think of it as an energy, they think it's like electricity. A little better, perhaps. And nothing more. Then, where would you like to love the electricity? Have you ever loved electricity on any day? Is there any person who said, I am loving electricity every day? So that never happens. Because you think it's a dead electricity. This perhaps something alive. Ah, the same energy. So you cannot love something which you don't think it is as alive as you. And which can respond to your love. And even when you don't love, it can love you without your loving it. Even when you hate it, it loves you. Where can you get such a thing? So, automatically when you think of it, then you will weep with love. You will weep with that faith. When love comes, faith automatically comes, as I told you. You have become 100% faith. So, both come automatically. Then the entire thing is wet. Only when the heart is wet, in the wet heart, the plant of the spirituality, the plant of your attaining the Lord, it can grow beautifully. It cannot grow on the dry sand. Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps the final point I would like to ask you on is something that you said last night as we were walking to the dining hall in the dark. that yes, faith and love will come automatically if we are doing what should be done. But you said the problem with most, because of we don't understand the urgency of the need to develop faith and love. That you said, when we have faith, we have no love. When we have love, we have no faith. But when we have faith and love, then we have no health, and we can't even express it in our sadhana.
That's because we start late. Many people say, hey, you're going to Rishikesh now? You're not even 40? Hurry, keep it for your 75, man. My father-in-law, who was the chief engineer of the Kohinoor mills in those days, my poor ashram father-in-law, he was making a plan. He was 78 and he was the chief mechanical engineer. He said, I'm going to retire next month and I'm going to all the pilgrimage places. He has never gone anywhere. His two big sons, one was the Commissioner of Income Tax, they all sat together, they made plans where they should go first, where should they go next. The next day morning, while sitting in the boiler room, he got a stroke, completely incapacitated. He cannot talk, he cannot move. 10th day he died. What happened? Never, never postpone, as Prahlada advised all his colleagues. Start early. And Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to say, catch the lions early, they can be tamed. Similarly, you have to catch. You have to catch the spirituality early and start, then you will be able to mature quickly enough. Mm. That's very essential. And at that time, you have got all the energy, all the health. If you are going to postpone to the last, you don't know what is going to happen the next. You may get a cancer, you may get a TB. Nobody knows what is going to come tomorrow. Never postpone this, the most important thing in your life, to the last. Start it now, here and now. The day you hear about it, start it that very day. So that is very essential. And secondly, as I told you, where there is no love, how will you start it? As I said, pretend loving. Lord, I love you dearly. There are only two methods. One is prayers. Lord, my heart is dry. Give me love. Give me love. And as God said, bhakti is love. So he used to ask, Ma, amar dharmaniyo, amar odharmaniyo, shuddha bhakti dharma. You give me the pure love. You take my dharma, you take my adharma, you take all these things. You give me only the pure love, the pure devotional love. So that devotional love can come. You continue to do your prayers and your meditation, then slowly it will also come. See, it's a vicious circle. You will have to do your meditation with love. But if you do your meditation, you can also get love in due course. It is a vicious circle, but I wouldn't call it a vicious circle. It's a virtuous circle.
It's a sweet circle.
It's a sweet circle.
Om, Om, Hari Om.